developing medical countermeasures for biological, radiological, nuclear, and all of the emerging threats is no easy task at all.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. The scariest days of COVID-19 may be behind us, but there are important lessons learned that could help us prepare for the next public health emergency. COVID has underscored the importance of being able to rapidly develop, manufacture, and distribute medical countermeasures, such as drugs, vaccines, and testing supplies. But in the early days of the pandemic, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, found itself unprepared to produce these critical supplies. Today, we'll talk with Mary Dennegan-McCauley, a health policy expert, about steps HHS is taking to improve its efforts and what more needs to be done. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Holly.
So, Mary, is the government prepared for the next pandemic?
Well, the short answer is no. Based on the collective body of work that we have done looking at HHS's efforts to respond not only to this pandemic, but past infectious disease outbreaks and other public health emergencies, there are some concerns that we have and they are not prepared. If we zero in specifically on HHS's ability to manufacture countermeasures for public health emergencies, we found in this report that there are some glaring gaps and obstacles that need to be overcome.
So what was HHS doing prior to the pandemic?
So in about 2012, HHS developed a medical countermeasure model at three different locations to be prepared for a public health emergency. And it was really after the H1N1 pandemic, which a lot of us forget, but we did have a pandemic. It just wasn't on the scale that we see now with COVID. However, this effort was really focused more on building up the facilities and the equipment needed to produce the medical countermeasures. And they never had the opportunity to really test what they put in place. It's one thing to manufacture a small amount of product, but it's very different, as we saw during COVID-19, to manufacture something for a pandemic of the size that we saw.
The U.S. was able to develop vaccines quickly, and that's a major accomplishment. But there were some challenges that delayed these efforts, right?
Yes. Yeah, so there is no question that was a major success coming from the pandemic. But the manufacturing of those vaccines itself was still a challenge. So in the case of this particular program, because they hadn't tested some of the measures and some of the equipment and facilities that they put in place to rapidly develop medical countermeasures on a mass scale, we saw serious problems. So to give you an example, you may have heard in the news that there was cross-contamination of the J&J vaccine with the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine at one facility. And that actually prevented us from using that important critical countermeasure at a time when we didn't have others available to us to slow down the rapid spread.
So has HHS taken steps to address these challenges?
Yes. So HHS has learned from the pandemic about the importance of mass producing countermeasures for a public health emergency. They are definitely trying to learn from their past mistakes. So most importantly, what we found in this report is that they ended the medical countermeasure program that we examined because they realized that it really didn't work well. Importantly, they have a new initiative that they put in place going forward that they are hoping will help to overcome some of the pitfalls that they encountered for the next crisis that we have. It's important to note, however, that this new initiative is still in the very early stages.
So Mary just told us that while HHS's initial efforts to create medical countermeasures like vaccines during COVID-19 were delayed, it is taking some steps to learn from mistakes so that it's ready for the next public health emergency. So Mary, what more do we think HHS should be doing?
Well, it's very positive that HHS has developed this new program to account for the deficiencies that they saw developing the medical countermeasures. We still have so many unanswered questions because it is just so new. We actually don't know if this new program is going to help them avoid the pitfalls that they saw. So, for example, we found that HHS is really challenged to incentivize that private sector to participate. And as we saw with the development of the vaccines, that private sector is absolutely critical. And that's just one of many challenges that we identified.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
Honestly, the true bottom line that I want to make sure that our listeners understand is that developing medical countermeasures for the vast range, chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and all of the emerging threats, whether they occur naturally or a bad guy tries to introduce something intentionally to harm us, either through a terrorist group, is no easy task at all. These threats also can have very serious life-threatening consequences. The pandemic could have been much worse. There could be biological attack coming from all different directions with absolutely no countermeasures. And so it really takes diligent planning, testing, situational awareness, and flexibility. And we also know that this is not something that the private sector is willing to take on because there's no economic incentive to do so for an event that has a high consequence but has a low probability of occurring. So it's absolutely critical that the federal government step in. Being able to get these countermeasures up and running is absolutely critical. And the last thing I'd like to note is that we placed HHS's leadership and coordination of public health emergencies on GAO's high-risk list. This high-risk list identifies programs and policies in need of major transformation. Medical countermeasure manufacturing during a public health emergency is part of that transformation that really needs to occur.
That was Mary Dennegan-McCauley discussing GAO's recent review of HHS's efforts to develop and manufacture medical countermeasures. Thanks for your time, Mary.
Thanks for having me, Holly.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.